Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q2 FY23 earnings conference call of Ganesh Benzoplast Limited, hosted by Monarch Networth Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Priyadarshi Srivastava from Monarch Networth Capital. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of Monarch Networth Capital, I welcome you all for the Ganesh Benzoplast Q2 FY23 earnings call. Today we have with us Mr. Rishi Pilani, Chairman and Managing Director, and Mr. Amar Kabra, General Manager, Finance. Over to you, sir, for your opening comments.
Thank you so much. Good evening, everybody. Thank you for joining us for our 2Q FY23 results conference call. We would like to take this opportunity to explain to the investors a little bit about our businesses, and then we can open the floor for question answers. As you may be aware, we are presently in two broad segments. One is the liquid storage tank farm or the infrastructure business, and the second is the specialty chemical business. Under the infrastructure business, we are providing complete storage solutions and end-to-end logistics services to our customers. We have a total storage capacity of 310 lakh KL on three busy ports of India, JNPT, Kochi, and Goa. The company has total 80 tanks of all types, including mild steel, stainless steel, epi-coated, that cater to wide range of product requirements like storing liquid chemicals, acids, phenol, oil products, and edible oils. Our JNPT and Kochi terminals are running at 100% capacity utilization, and Goa is running at about 40%. The company also provides end-to-end bulk liquid storage and transportation facilities to our customers from shore to plant through its subsidiary company, Infrastructure Logistics Systems Limited, which utilizes Indian Railways infrastructure for transportation of liquids and having loading and unloading facilities at JNPT, Nagpur, Dahej, Daunt. Under the LSC segment, the company also provides EPC services to its clients through its wholly owned subsidiary, GBL Infra Engineering Services Private Limited, which delivers quality services with technical consultancy, design and engineering, procurement, construction, and implementation of projects from concept to commissioning for industrial and other service sectors. Under the chemical segment, we manufacture benzoic acid, sodium benzoate, and benzoate plasticizers in one unit and lube oil additives in another unit. The company has manufacturing facilities at MIDC Tarapur with a total capacity of  24,000 metric tons per annum. As a company, we are very, very focused on capital allocation. Therefore, over the years, we have allocated incremental capital towards the high growth and high margin infra LSC segment. Further, we have recently acquired 11 acres of land at JNPT for further expansion. Our capacity addition program for 19,000 KL in JNPT is on track, which will be used for specialty chemicals and which have higher realization and higher EBITDA margins than the current company average. Our specialty segment, our chemical segment has also shown the signs of revival, where we have seen ramp up in solution-based offerings to new customers. Moving on to 2Q FY23 consolidated results, where the company has performed very well. We have achieved a revenue of rupees 95.83 crores as against rupees 81.68 crores in the corresponding quarter of last year, registering a YOY growth of 17.3%. Our EBITDA is at rupees 23.26 crores versus rupees 10.4 crores in 2Q FY22, registering a YOY growth of 123.65%, mainly on account of turnaround of chemical segment and operating leverage in LSC segment. Our PAT is at rupees 13.5 crores against rupees 4.3 crores in the corresponding quarter of last year, registering a year-over-year growth of 215%. With this, I would like to request the moderator to open the lines for any question and answers, please.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have our first question from the line of Anurag Runwal from Money Bee Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congratulations on a great set of numbers. Sir, so this capacity expansion that they've announced of 19,000 kiloliters, if you could spell out the progress on this and, you know, when do you expect the commercialization to happen?
Yeah, so thank you so much, Anurag. First of all, welcome and thank you for your good wishes. See, the 19,000 KL expansion is already underway and we are expecting that by the first calendar quarter, that is by March of 2023, we should be fully ready to realize the revenue. We are building totally 19 tanks in this new expansion phase, which I'm happy to say that all of them have been contracted with our customers for sale. So as soon as the project is up and running, then the entire capacity should be able to see commercial realization.
Okay. Okay. And sir, I mean, so like you mentioned, GNPT is 100% capacity and for this 19,000 also, you are saying that, you know, it will get contracted. So after that, what is the plan? So if my understanding is right, only partial land is being used for this chemical expansion. There is still a lot of land which is still left post this 19,000 expansion as well. So what are the plans for that?
Yeah, so see, what we are doing right now is we have a couple of options for the for the balance land. One of them is the, you know, development of a LPG storage facility there in which we are, you know, having advanced talks with certain customers for giving us a contract for the same. So either that or there are other products that we are looking at. So I think very soon I should be able to conclude something on it and probably by Jan of 2023 end, we should have the plans in place for which option we are going for.
Okay. Okay, sir, I'll get back in the queue. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Hiral from 4R Investments. Please go ahead. The line is disconnected. We'll move on to the next question from Niket Shah from SN Finvest. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Sir, can you explain how the solution-based offerings help us increase in our throughput of the existing site?
Yeah, sure. So what happens is that generally, if your evacuation from your tanks is via truck, then it takes a very long time because each truck can carry, let's say, 20-25 tons of material. So to evacuate a 10,000 ton parcel, you effectively need to put in 400 trucks. 400 to 500 trucks over a period of, let's say, 15 or 20 days to evacuate the product. Whereas what we do is with our rail-based logistics, we can evacuate 2,700 each trip. So within 4 trips, which takes about 8 to 10 days, we can evacuate the entire tank and then utilize the tank again before we get the other parcel for the same customer. So it helps us to rotate the tank capacities faster and let's say twice in the same month as opposed to doing it once a month.
Okay. And what is the expected revenue growth for the second half of the year and next year?
See, as of now, what we are looking at is we are very, we are very steady in our thing, but with the increased capacity that is expected to kick in and which should fully get utilized in the next year, we should see that that margins come into the business. And apart from that, we are also, focusing on converting our more and more tanks from low-end products to high-end products. So that should also give us a bump. But I can't obviously have any specific numbers, but what we expect is that by doing these two things, we should see some jumps in our numbers.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to participants to press star and one to ask a question. We have a next question from the line of Hiral from 4R Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello. Can you hear me? Yeah, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. My line got disconnected earlier. And congratulations for the wonderful set of numbers. I have a couple of questions. One is, when we expect that the balance land after utilizing for the 19,000 KL capacity, so we will be probably using it for the liquid storage, LPG storage, right? So how much capacity we should expect that could be built for that LPG storage? And what would be timeline to achieve the full or partial utilization of that storage?
So, like I explained, Hiral, we are still finalizing what exact facility has to be put up. So, you have to recognize that the land was allotted to us only recently. So, we are still finalizing the best profitable business to be put up on it. But just to give you some ideas, let's say if we do go for LPG, we are expecting to put up approximately 80,000 to 1 lakh KL of LPG storage there.
Okay.
Yeah, and the timelines for LPG would be 2 years for the entire capacity to come up, but some partial capacity may kick in 1 year. But like I said, by end of January, I would probably have a better idea of all of these things.
Jan 23, we will have further clarity on this, right?
Yes.
So any just ballpark number, as you rightly said, it will be available or visible more by January. But any projection on the revenue and the profitability number for this LPG also, as you mentioned, for 80,000 or 1 lakh KLD?
See, right now all those details are being worked out. So, what I can tell you is that in competing ports, generally what we have come to understand is that LPG storage is generally ranging from 1200 to 1500 rupees a KL in competing ports.
Okay.
So if you can see you can conclude on your own the top line and everything.
Thank you. That is helpful. And any margin probability in that? Or?
Margins, like I said, all these are very much dependent on how the final contractual conclusions happen with our customers. So as of now, giving a margin call would be very, very difficult for me.
Okay, doctor. Any other plan between this, after this, means 19,000 KL tanks and then before we go for LPG storage, any interim plan to expansion or any other expansion possible in this, please?
There will be some small spare land available after this, mm-hmm. where again we are talking to various customers to either develop a ammonia storage facility or a normal chemical tankage facility, but those plans are still in discussion mode.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for this information. I'll come in a queue for further questions.
Yeah, have a nice day.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may please press star and one on your phone. We have our next question from the line of Harsh Beria, a professional investor. Please go ahead. Mr. Harsh Beria.
Thanks for the opportunity. And yes, am I audible?
Yes.
Hi, Harsh. How are you?
Good. Thanks for the opportunity and congratulations for a good set of numbers. I have a question about your JNPT expansion of 19,000 kiloliters. I think in the last call you had mentioned that this can contribute incrementally 15 to 18 crores in revenues. But when I look at like your JNPT operations, currently you have 2.4 lakh kiloliters capacity, with which you are doing about 114 crores. Of revenues. So how can the incremental capacity, won't the incremental capacity only add 10 crores of revenues?
See, the thing is that the incremental capacity is being specifically designed to, and the tank sizes and the tank MOCs, like the stainless steel and the epi coatings and all that we are using, they are specifically designed for customers who require these higher end tankages. So today my 2.4 lakh is across the spectrum of edible, base oils and specialty chemicals. So it's an average mix of all the revenues. But this 19,000 is specifically for specialty chemicals.
Okay, so that's
why... So you see the higher end revenue spectrum in this.
And what is the EBITDA margin which this capacity can bring in?
It is for EBITDA of around 70-75%.
Okay, so it's much higher than your existing.
Yeah, because many of the fixed costs will be across the 2.4 lakh capacity also, right?
Okay, makes sense. Thanks for that clarification. Another question that I have is about your plans of going into LPG gas also at some point, I think, which you hinted in the last call. So this LPG gas would be different from the LPG storage containers which you were just talking about.
No. So we don't plan to go into trading of LPG at all. So our business will be storage and the logistics associated with that, but not in any way trading of LPG.
Okay, I see. And what is the kind of asset turns that these kinds of capacities can have? So how many times in a year can you use the containers?
See, generally LPG tanks in the terminals in India, they generally do a turnover of about 8 to 9 times a month. So that's called a throughput.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have, let's say, an installed capacity of 1 lakh KL, generally they are doing 8 lakh to 9 lakh KL a month.
Okay. So that would imply, a throughput which is much higher. And with that, and you're guiding for revenues of about 120 to 150 per KL, right?
No, 1200 to 1500 is the range.
1200 to 1500. Thanks for the clarification. One last question that I have is, if I look at your chemicals division and if I try to compute the net capital employed, it comes out to be negative. Why is that case?
Yeah, because chemical plants are set up somewhere in 1988-1990. So it's already depreciated assets, and that's why there is almost nil value for the fixed assets. So that's why there is and in past chemical division has made the losses, and that's why that capital was wiped out for chemical segment.
Okay, Yeah, thanks for the clarification, and that's it from my side.
Thank you. We have our next question. We have our next question from the line of Manan Shah from Money Bee Investment Advisor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the. Hello.
Mr. Shah.
Yeah, hi, Manan.
Can you use the handset, please? We are getting an echo.
Yeah. Hi. Thank you for the opportunity. Congratulations for good set of numbers. Can you provide me the throughput number for the half year and for the quarter?
Throughput number for the chemical tanks?
Yeah, for the liquid terminal.
Yeah. We'll come.
Manan, if you don't mind, we'll just revert back with those numbers to you.
Sure, no problem. Secondly, on the LPG, can you please let us know what sort of capacity is already there in and around JNPT and as well as Mumbai port?
See, in JNPT, there is only BCCL, which has as of now two tanks, approximately 16,000 tons total.
Right.
And in Mumbai, I believe it's about 20,000 tons. So this is the existing capacity for the entire Mumbai region and Maharashtra. But LPG gets transferred all over India from any of the locations because depending on needs.
Right. And would you have any sort of estimate what would be the requirement for Mumbai or MMR as a region for LPG?
See, our estimate is that over the next decade, the requirement in this region would be approximately 3 to 3.5 million tons a year.
Okay. So on that basis, we would be pretty confident that this our capacity, whenever it comes, we would be able to fully utilize it at a very high throughput.
See, we are fairly confident that the facility should do well, yes.
Sure. Secondly, coming again to the throughput and the rent per metric ton that we as a company enjoy, if I look at the trend over the years, since the data which you've shared in the presentation from FY18 to FY22, our rent per metric ton has fairly gone up from roughly, say, 558 rupees per metric ton to around 726 per metric ton in FY22. So, what has been the primary reason for this sort of increase in our rental? So, have we constantly taken price hikes, and is there supply side constraints because of which we have been able to increase this prices?
See, I'll have to recheck the numbers that you just said, but yes, there should be definitely an increase in the pricing that we have experienced, mainly because this is mainly driven by, you know, we've changed the product mix. Like I said, we are always striving to go to higher revenue and higher profitable products. And also we've seen a very good increase in demand for storage business. So it's a combination of both.
So, is there further scope for us to take further price hikes in our current facilities, or you think we've peaked out over there? And also, no, on the throughput number, the throughput that we achieved in FY22, specifically for the JNPT terminal, is there further possibility that we can further increase this?
See, we are always striving to get more price hikes. Obviously, at the same time, adding value to the customers. So it has to be a balanced price, right? So, but yes, I do believe there is scope for it. And throughput, yes, we are focused on it. We are working with a fairly large customer to also convert him to rail business so that we can utilize those tanks also faster and better. So we are working towards increasing both price and throughput. Yes.
Sure. Understood. Thanks. I'll get back in the queue.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone. We have our next question from the line of Niket Shah from SN Finvest Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. How is Torrent adding value to our business?
See, Stolt acts as a technical partner to us, but we also, you know, like to take their expertise in the rail business since they are owning the largest fleet of containers, understanding the shipping rates, the shipping channels, the shipping lines, because our main business is related to shipping. Plus, any new projects we like to run by them to understand their, you know, their take on how the project should be structured, on what are the, according to them, what are the profitabilities and everything in it. So we use them as a sounding board as and when required. But I would like to make it clear they are a shareholder like anybody else, so they are not obliged to provide us any information that they do not wish to. But since we have such a long association, yes, we do feed off each other's strengths when required.
Okay. Thanks. What is the realization of our specialty products versus the non-specialty products?
See, on average, you would expect your specialty products to give you upwards of 500 to 600 rupees per KL range, whereas the non-speciality would be in the range of 300 to 400.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
We have our next question from the line of Hiral from 4R Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity again. Just a couple of questions. Any timeline for completion of demerger process of the two business which we asked you? I understand that some part of business is connected with the litigation, but any development in that? And the second question is that how we are planning to utilize further capacity of a Goa plant, which is currently 40% utilized.
Okay, thank you, Hiral. So I'll answer both the questions. So number one, see, I can't really comment much on the development because this is a subsidized matter. So hearings are going on, but there is no conclusive order that has come out. But what we have managed to do is we have managed to segregate the financials for the chemical division into the wholly owned subsidiary GBL Chemical Private Limited. So all the buy purchase transactions of chemical division are now through GBL Chemical Private Limited. So we are creating a separate P&L for the company, which is easily recognizable by our shareholders, so they can guide us, advise us better. Regarding Goa, yes, we are striving to, so we are looking at a couple of products to improve the visibility of, to improve the utilization of the tanks. Unfortunately, being Goa, it's not a major industrial center. It's a more of a tourist center. So, you know, there is no upfront, you know, commitments from customers, but we do try to see in the surrounding areas as far as Karnataka, Andhra Pradesh. We try to explore for customers who may benefit by using Goa terminal. And hopefully this year we should be able to achieve a better utilization than we've done before.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for this.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to participants to press star and one to ask a question. We have a question from the line of Harsh Beria, professional investor. Please go ahead.
Yes, Harsh.
Hi. Yes, I have a question about the evacuation mechanism of LPG at JNPT and what access that Ganesh Benzoplast has.
See, like I said, right now the project is still under finalization. So accesses and all are being finalized, but in general, any LPG terminal would ideally have three types of evacuation processes. One would be truck, one would be rake by rail, and one would be by pipeline. And obviously, we are looking at all three.
Okay, so in case once we finalize everything, we still have access to the pipeline as well. So it's not already contracted by another logistics company.
I don't understand. Can you please repeat the questions? What do you mean it is already contracted by another logistics company?
Because in some ports, you have like dedicated customer uses the pipeline and the other one has to use, let's say another mode of evacuation, which can be truck or rail. That was where I was coming from. Does this kind of arrangement also exist in GNPP?
No, see, basically we are just a service provider. So if a customer owns the pipeline, we'll provide service to that customer for storage. So they can evacuate using their pipeline. We are not doing our own trading, so we don't need the infrastructure to sell my product.
Okay, I see your point. So you are using the customer, you're basically providing storage for the customers to store it at the port. And you're just moving it from the VLGC to the evacuation method that the customer wants.
Yes, correct.
Okay, thanks for the clarification. That's it from my side.
Thanks.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Niket Shah from SN Finvest Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi Niket.
Hi. Can you give me an example of the value addition done by the stall? Hello?
So let's say when we are expanding our rail business, like I said, we are discussing with another customer to convert to rail. So that time we take Stoll's expertise in understanding what exact ISO tank should be fit for that particular product to go on rail, what's the availability of those ISO tanks all over the world, what's the costing, what's the pricing, how can we do it on a rent basis, you need to order by. So we run all these questions by because they have a very big expertise in handling ISO tanks. So this is one of the ways we bounce off things with Stolt.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We have our next question from the line of Manan Shah from Money Bee Investment Advisor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. I had a bookkeeping question. So there has been a reduction in our other expense on a sequential basis from around 32 crores to 26 crores. So just wanted to understand what has led to this reduction and whether there is any one-off or if this is a sustainable number going forward.
So, see, the other expenses consist of mainly the operating expenses in our LST business. So that includes your rent, labor and all these things. And apart from that, there is a maintenance capex. So obviously, in some quarter, there are heavy maintenance capex and in some quarter, there are reduction in maintenance capex. But on overall yearly basis, you'll find the EBITDA level of 50-52% as a constant level.
Sure. So are you trying to say that the maintenance capex in the current quarter was on the lower side compared to previous quarter?
Yeah. Sorry.
Okay, understood. Thank you.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Girish Shanbag, an individual investor. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, Girish.
Hi. Thanks for giving me this opportunity. For this proposed expansion, will you need to raise capital or how are we placed with respect to the capital requirement?
See, as of now, we don't see any need to raise capital because the company has sufficient cash flows of its own and obviously we can draw bank lines whenever we need to. So as of now, we are not envisaging any capital raise.
Okay, okay. So what I understand is probably somewhere around January, you will be able to give us a better picture of what exactly...
Towards the end of January, yes.
End of January, yeah, yeah. Okay, okay. Yeah, thank you. That's all from my side this time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Rohan Kamath from Finterest Capital. On your line. There was a lot of disturbance on Mr. Kamath's line.
Yeah.
We have our next question from the line of Manan Shah from Moneybee Investment Advisor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks again for the follow-up. Can you just talk a little bit about our chemical division? So now we've been in the positive range over here. So can we see further improvement over here, or what are we foreseeing over here? How is the demand supply scenario? How is the pricing scenario and the raw material scenario? If you can just talk a little bit about this division. Thank you.
The chemical division, we are very happy to see that it is doing better and better. Like any other chemical industry, since we are petroleum based in both in terms of in our raw material for both the plants, so obviously we are subject to any volatility of both foreign exchange and crude oil prices that get experienced, including, you know, small things like shipping costs, which are at an all-time high. But having said that, we expect that, you know, that chemicals should have a robust demand because India itself is growing, the chemicals are required, and hopefully we should be able to sustain from here, and obviously we always strive to grow. So that is where we stand with the chemical.
Okay. So would we continue to remain in the positive trajectory in the second half as well?
I mean, that's what we would want. Yes.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Okay. Thank you to Monarch for organizing this call, and thank you to all the speakers and the people who participated on this call. Looking forward to having you on our calls regularly and to help and guide us on our way forward. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Monarch Networth Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.